This is Dr. Rohini, naturopathy, dictating office visit on Willie V. Hill. Patient's last name Hill, first name Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, middle initial V. Date of birth 9/27/49. Patient is 73 years of age. Date of visit is 1/19/23. This is a 73-year-old pleasant African-American male patient who is here with his wife for a routine follow-up visit. Patient was seen in December by Dr. Davey. And medications were adjusted, period. He has had one admission to Scott and White, and he underwent a cardiac cath at that time, and which was normal except for the diagnosis of congestive heart failure. Past medical history, significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, and recent diagnosis of congestive heart failure. Current medications, he's on maybe aspirin one a day, carvedilol 25 milligram, he takes half twice a day, B12 1000 micrograms one a day, furosemide 40 milligrams has been reduced to half tablet daily, spironolactone 25 milligrams a day, losartan 25 milligrams a day, metformin 500 milligrams two daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams one a day, atorvastatin 10 milligrams one a day. He uses the Flonase nasal spray as needed. On examination, weight is 257 pounds. He's lost about 5 pounds since last visit. Blood pressure is 110 over 78, pulse 72 per minute, pulse ox 98%, temperature 95.6, BMI 34. He's right-handed. Fasting blood sugar today was 122. He says the sugars are always around 120 at home. Lungs are quite clear, heart testimony to a regular sense of them, extremities no edema. Head normocephalic, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly, JVP not distended. Assessment, hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of congestive heart failure, asymptomatic at this time, hypercholesterolemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, plan. I did review his medications. He has a televisit with his cardiologist later today, and he has an office visit with him next month. Actually, he's a care coordinator's telephone conferences this afternoon. He will continue his current dose of all medications. I did talk to him about his diet, which he seems to be complying with the low-salt diet. Return to office in 2 months for follow-up, since he will be seeing the cardiologist next month.